Okay, let's start with Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel as we continue our march through Perek Shavuos HaDayanim, this Perek, which is all jam-packed with halachas relating to Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, and of course Shavuos. And let's start with the Mishnah again on Mem Beis and Mabez. Says the Gemara, Ve'elu ha-dvarim she'en ishbon aleihem, the following items one does not take a Shavuah on, even though we're talking about Shavuos, that Beis Din is mechayiv a person, but there are certain objects that Beis Din will not be mechayiv a person on, based on Psukim, as the Gemara will explain. Ha'avadim. Avadim are hukash lakarkos, and therefore you don't take a shua on avadim. Vashtaros, vakarkos, vahekdeshos. Those four are excluded from shvuos. Ein lam tashlume kefel, velo tashlume arba vachamisha. They're excluded also from kefel. If somebody steals karka, hekdesh, they don't pay double on it. If Adam come and say they stole, velo tashlume arba vachamisha, and also they don't pay four and five, as we will see why. Astosis, how is it possible anyway to steal karka? Right, what's the Havamina? You'd only Mechayev Kefel if you violated Geneva. Geneva is Mechayev Kefel if Edom come. So how is it possible to steal Karka? It says Tosas, Vein Len Tashlume Kefel. The Afilu Bakarka Shaicha Geneva. Kigon Masig Gvul. Number one, Hasagas Gvul. Meaning, I move the border. There's a border between our fields and I move the border. And that's a way that I could steal Karka, right, without anybody knowing. Or Inami Bigifanim Teunos. If I have vines that are laden with grapes, Vahalo Toin Tainas Ganav, you say that I am watching 10 fields of laden grapes for you, and you admit to 5. So that is a case of karka, because it is connected to the ground. But Rabbi Meir Moda, Nami B'Sheinom Disli Batzer, either it's connected to the ground, or even if you hold, as we'll see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, like the opinion that says, if they're ready to be cut, ki'ilu, they're cut, so even if they're not cut, b'she'en b'suro, so then there is always a case of grapes where one would be able to say that it has the status of karka. The question that Rabbi Chanan asks on there, Rabbi Chanan, this Tosfos appears in the beginning of Perek Maruba also, in Baba Kama on Daf Samach Beis, so the Rabbi Chanan there asks, but one second, but right now the grapes aren't there. So if the grapes aren't there, if the grapes are there, there's nothing to talk about. He says, no, I only have 10 vines, 5 vines. So if the grapes aren't there, they were stolen. So then why is that called karka? Isn't that metatala now that they've been cut? Asks Rav Elchanan. V'kashak, even the talshan, tsulo havi karka. V'tzarech lomar, says Rav Elchanan, how do you determine karka versus metatlan? What's the key moment in the process of this tviya v'nitva? V'tzarech lomar kivan de b'shas kabbalas shmira haya karka v'lo chal alav be'ahi shaita din toin tain esganav lo yischayev achar kach afilu kishenas etalosh. The din zel yischayev bekvira v'shvua tzarech lachul alav b'shah shenaase shomer. Says the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Kama Os Dalid that the key time you see from here is the time of Chalos Shmira, the time when he takes the object and he becomes a Shomer. That's when we determine whether it's Karka or Metaltalin. Right? And right now, even though it's Metaltalin, because originally it was Karka, so that is good enough to be excluded from the laws of Shmira. That is Shvua, number one. Number two, an important comment of the Ran on our Mishnah. The Ran says that we don't take a Shvua on all these items. So fine, that's Shvuas Vodim Miksas. That's Shvuas HaShomrim. What about a Shvuas Eid Echad? What about a Shvuas Eid Echad? Asks the Ran, didn't we learn a couple of days ago that whenever two Edim are Mechayev something, one Edim can be Mechayev something, what if two Edim say that so-and-so owns this Karka? So he owns the Karka. We would trust two witnesses, so why don't we trust one witness to be Mechayev a Shvua in that case? Isn't there an exact parallel, asks the Ran, between whenever two Edim can be Mechayev and whenever one Edim can be Mechayev? Asks the Ran, Tzarech Tam. Right, we learned, he quotes the Gemara that we had earlier, and then he says, Kishem, Shonu Mechayev in Shvua. Bado Azeid Echad, Bepachos, Bishay Kesev. Just like we said that an Eid Echad can be Mechayev, even less than two Kesef, even though the other Shvuas have that minimum requirement. Why? Because Kol Makos Mechayev and also Eid why isn't there an exact parallel? The Kachni Rali says the Ran, this is on Chaf Gimel of a base in the Dafi Arif. No, the Dinushin is Chayev Shua Bapakot Bibay Kesav Ados Eid Echad. Fine, I understand, less money, minimum requirement for the Chiyuv, for an Eid Echad, because Chiyuvo Shal Eid Echad Lishvua Nilmon Mi Chiyuvo Shal Shnayim Lamamon. Ulaficha, Kishem Shein Chilik Bein Shtei Kesav Lapachos Mehen, Lachiyuv Tashluma Bishnei Dim, Kachin Roy Shin Nachalik b'shvua haba b'das edachan. But b'karkos avadim and shtaros, it's not true. Even by shtei edim, there's distinctions. Dino cholak min ha-metaltal in tashlum in b'shtei edim. Shem bo edim ve-hedi idu b'metaltal in ar shomar chinem shepasha v'al shomar chisachar shenigrivu v'al shomar shenensu. Right? What if two edim testify about kark of a shomer that still would be pater from a shvua? Rav Shol Shenetsu Chayavim v'meidu shech b'chayotzi b'zeh b'karkos peturin. Lefichach, just like karka has a weakened status by two edim, so too it has a weakened status by an echad, and therefore only less than shtei kesef would be parallel. But here it is parallel, just like two edim would have a reyesa, so too here. Okay, without getting into all the details of what the halacha would be, though, in that case. We continue, though, now in the Mishnah. Shomer chinam eino nishba, no si sachar eino mishalim. A shomer chinam shomer sachar, do not take a shvua if there is karka or hektish or shtaris involved, right? They're watching a star, they're watching hektish. There's no shvua there too. And a nosi sachar doesn't pay for that case, either. Reb Shimon says, well, it depends on the type of hektish. Kachim shachai bachriyusa nishban aleihem, v'shein machai bachriyusa nishban aleihem. The sheet of Reb Shimon that comes up in other places as well is the chalik between neder and nedava. When it comes to a nedava, where I said this animal should be hektish, so that's called kachim that I'm not chai bachriyusa. If it gets stolen or lost, I don't have to repay it. I just said I'm getting this animal, so that I'm not nishba'on because that is a regular karban. But by chayev bachriyusan, which is a neder, I hereby promise to give an animal. So if this animal disappears, I have to give a different animal. So that's good enough to be mechayev. That's davar hagorim lamamon, and therefore I would take a shvua on that. It's not just a regular case of hektish, as Rashi explains here. Davar gan lamamon, Reb Shimon kemamon dami, and therefore it's as if you are swearing on mamon, not just on hektish. Stop there for a moment. There is a very huge topic to discuss on this Mishnah. And it comes up whenever this topic comes up in Shas, when we say that Karka, Avadim, are excluded from Dinei Shmira. So there's no Shvua on it. That's true. That's what the Mishnah says, that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam wouldn't swear, a Shomer Sachar wouldn't pay in these cases. What about Pshia? What about if a Shomer Chinam is Poshea in an Eved, is Poshea in a... in a karka, what's the halacha there? So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Schiras. All the Rishonim right here, the Rashba, the Ritva, all quote the Rambam also. The Rambam is based on a Yirali. Yirali means he's not basing it on any prior source, but he's saying it based on his own conviction. Yirali says the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, in Schiras. Shem Pasha, Shomer Ba'avadim, V'chayotze Bahen, Chayev L'shalem. If a Shomer Chinam, or any Shomer, is Poshea, he's chayev to pay. Why is he chayev to pay? What do you mean chayev to pay? If I'm poshea in your property, so then I'm not chayev to pay. I cause you a loss. Let's say I left open your backyard door, so your animal goes out and gets killed. Right? So am I chayev to pay? That's grumma. Right? If I actually killed your animal, fine, I'm chayev to pay. But what if I just opened, I was poshea? Pshia doesn't automatically turn into a chayev. But the Rambam says for a shomer, pshia turns into a chayev. Says the Rambam, Afalpi, even though you're pater from Shvua, but if you're Poshea, you're chayev to pay. Sheino pater b'avadim v'karkos v'shtaros, elamidin geneva v'aveda v'hamisa v'chayotze b'hen. Right, what is the Mishnah saying that you're pater from Shvua and from geneva aveda? Shema yashomer chinam amataltal v'nignivu avdu yishava u'ba'avadim v'karkos v'shtaros pater mishvua. And if you're a shomer sachar that usually pays for geneva v'aveda by mataltal, you're pater. But if you're Poshea, here are the magic words. Says the Rambam, Avalim Pasha Chayav L'Shalem. Why? Shekala Poshea, Maziku. If you're Poshea, then you are a Mazik. If I'm supposed to be guarding the animal, and instead of guarding the animal, guarding anything, I am negligent, that translates into a Chiyuv to pay. And that's worse than Stama person on the street. So I'm a person on the street. Okay, I'm a bad guy. Maybe I did an Avera by not watching your animal properly. I violated V'yatzor HaKamocha. And if Grumma Bini Zaken is an Isser, I also violated that too. But I don't have to pay if I was just negligent. But if I am a Shomer and I'm Poshea, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Kol HaPoshea Mazaku. Whenever you have these Peturim by Karka and Metaltalin, by Karka and Shvua, sorry, by karka and hektish and avadim, right? So by all of those, the patur does not apply to mazik. And the Ravid and all the other Rishonim jump on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah, Yesh Machlokes Yeshana Ben HaMefarshim. This is an age-old Machlokes amongst the Mefarshim. The Ravid says, V'im emes huzeh shomer chinam lama eno nishbal tainaso shela pasha. Shoyem pasha mishalim. So what do you mean? If you're always take a shvua in order to make yourself potter, and unless, if you don't do that, you're chayivs, then shomer chinam should swear in that case. But we'll focus on the last question that he asks. V'ein po shei mazik, it's not true. Shem hayakein pshia babaylim lama pater. Ela she'ein posheya domel amazik. What's the kasha on the Rambam? The kasha on the Rambam that many ask is, what about shmira babaylim? We know a show elas chayav on everything, but by baal of imo, if the baylim are there, so then we say that there is a ptur even by a shoel. But one second, there's a ptur of baal of imo even by pshia. But if poshe is kamazik, so then if I'm mazik something in front of you, why am I potter? Right? Baal of imo, ask the Rishonim, ask the Rashba, ask the Ravid, right? So according to the Rambam, right, how could it be shmir b'bailim, you know, isn't that a, you should be chayev by poshe kamazik? So that is the discussion of the Achronim. Reb Chaim discusses this in, it's quoted in the Bircha Shmuel in Simen Baba Kama, in Simen Lamed Beis in Baba Kama. The Bircha Shmuel said he asked his kasha to Reb Chaim and said, no. Shmira b'bailim, we have to understand that chiddush. Again, a shoel is chayev in almost everything. Why is, if the shomer is there, if the owner is there, or if the owner, again, getting into Baba Metzia Sugyas, is working for the shomer at the time that he creates the shmira, so why is there a ptur? Says Reb Chaim, Tehine, vada emata gabi shomer chayev b'pshia midin mazik shayach din zeshi chashi mazik hurach l'gabi shomer. V'lo gabi mishaino shomer. Obviously, as we just said, only if you're a shomer, you have this prior relationship, do we say that there is a chiyav poshea kamazik. If I'm some person, I'm a poshea, but I'm not a mazik. To me, she'eno shomer, lo yechashiv gabe she'e mazik, aydei apshia, kim aydei maise biyadayim. V'rak te gabe shomer chidsha torah de pshia havigam kem bechlal aparsha, to makabe mishamenek ma mazik biyadayim. V'yalkein, shaper mevuar. So that's why, dafka by karka av adem ishtaros, where you are a shomer. If I'm guarding karka, am I a shomer? Of course I'm a shomer. I'm a shomer. I just have a ptur shvua based on psukim. So that's where we would say poshea kemazik. But here's the chiddush of Reb Chaim, and based on other sources as well. Mashenke gabe baal avimo, the dina pturhu bahashmira atzma. Bazeh havi kiish acher. Velo shayach sheyase mazik aydei pshia lachud. Kiim b'mazik biyadayim. Says Reb Chaim, baal avimo is a hafka'as shem shomer. If when I borrow something from you as a shoel, at that time you are working for me in some other context, so I'm not a shomer, because that's the ptur, that's how the lumdis of baal avimo. And therefore, if I'm not a shomer, that's why I'm putter, right? Even though poshei kamazik by shmira, but if I'm not a shomer, so then I'm not going to be chayev. Just two rayas in the Rishonim for Reb Chaim. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch points out in Mitzvah Samach that baal avimo does not go by the shas hapshia, it goes by the shas hasheela. Why should it go by the shas hasheela? If you focus on the mazik, focus on the act of pshia itself, the answer is no. The second that there's baal avimo at the moment of the shmira, then you're not a shomer. And if you're not a shomer, so then it is not going to lead to a case of poshea kamazik, number one. And the other, shteya is in the Ralbag. The Ralbag is the least of the famous itties. There's Maimonides, Nachmanides, Rambam, Ramban, and then the Ralbag, Gersonides. So if you look in the Ralbag on Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, so the Ralbag there says, Ralbag is not as popular a Mafarish on Chumash, more on Navi, but again, it's very important, right? He says some extreme radical opinions in certain cases. That's why he's a little off the beaten path. But the Ralbag says, on this pasuk of Baal of Imo, I'll read you the lashon. V'hinei lo yitachein sheyishtabi lo ze oz b'shmiras habehema. Why? Kimin hasheker sheyihi ha'adam eved v'adon yachad le'ish. You can't wear two hats. says the Ralbag in Halacha. If you're an Eved, you can't be an Adon, and vice versa. So if I'm a Shoel to you, so then I can't be a Mashil to you. At the same time, in terms of the Hafkah Shev Shoma, that's exactly what he says, like Rav Chaim said. There are other Svaris, but those are just two ideas from the Chinuchim, from the Ralbag, to explain Rav Chaim, to explain the Rambam, about Baal Avimo and Poshea Kamasik. But again, that is a much discussed Rambam, a lot more, but it has to do with this Mishnah right here. Okay, that's part one of the Mishnah. Let's continue. Rabbi Meir Omer. There are some things that are like karka, but they're not exactly like karka. And the chachamim don't admit to that. Ketzad, what we alluded to before. Eser gefanim tunas basati lecha. Ruvein tell Shimon, I gave you 10 laden vines to watch. V'alo omer einan el chamesh. No, you only gave me 5. So is that karka or is that metaltalin? Right, it's grapes, but they're still connected to the ground. So machlokas, Rabbi Meir machayev shvua, because it is not considered karka. It is called karka, and therefore the patur still applies. Period. Now each one of these is going to be discussed by the Gemara. Next, a nishba and ella al davar sheba mida v'sheba mishka v'sheba minyan. You only take a shvua on something exact, something that is measured, something that is weighed, something that is counted. Has to be an exact. Ketzad by yismale masar tilacha. I gave you a house full of whatever. The kismale masar tilacha, or a pocket full of money. V'alo meni odeya ella mashi nachta atan hotel. I don't know, but this is what's left. This is what I have. It's putter. The taina wasn't specific, the hodah wasn't specific, pater. Ze omer aziz, ze omer achalon, chayev. Right, this one says till the windowsill, this one says till the window, chayev. So there, it's a specific, amount given. Even though, you don't have a number on it. But that's good enough for it to be considered, mida in that case. Again, the details between a specific amount versus a indescript, non-specific amount. Well, we discussed that, I think, last week already, right? By the Beis Halevi, about the Rambam and relating it to Maimon Har Sinai, where a person can be machayev themselves to any amount as long as it's definite, as long as it's kasa. I hereby obligate myself to give you 10 million shekel, right? So that is, works, even though it's a lot, right? That's hodas bal din k'beidim dami, as we discussed, yesterday. At the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Beis. But if it's not a specific amount at all, then it wouldn't work. So to hear Modem Mixas and the Chiyav Shvua would not work either. One final point on the Mishnah, and that is the Rashba here notes, when we say there's a patur of Shvuas Shomer, so there is a Machlokas Rishonim. We know, we're going to see this later, and I'll mention it now because it's going to come up, there are really, within the world of Shvuas HaShomrim, there's really Lamaisa, 3 Shvuas that are taken. Right? The 3 Shvuas Daraises, Shvuas Eid Echad, Shvuas HaShomrim, and Shvuas Modem Mixas. But within Shvuas HaShomrim, this is a Hamafkid issue, within Shvuas HaShomrim, there are 3 Shvuas. Right? Every Shomer, let's say it's a Shomer Chinam, and it was stolen. So I'm going to be putter. So what do I swear? I swear 3 things. I swear, says the Rambam, in Hilchos She'ela Upikadon, in Perek Vav, I swear what happened, that I guarded it properly, like a Derech HaShomrim, and this is what happened. I swear that it's not in my Rishus. Shvua She'ena Rishuso. And number 3, I swear that I didn't use it. Shvua Shalosh Shalachti Boyad. Lamaisa, all 3 of those. And again, one of the big discussions is, do you ever cancel out 1 of those, 2 of those? Do you ever, are there any chiluk in between the package? Lamaisa, it's a package, but they didn't all start at the same time, and Lamaisa, that's what's done. We'll get back to reading that Rambam. But the Rashba says right here on our Mishnah, the Odra Isi b'mixas me'raboseinu at Sarfatim, de shomarchinem pater af min ashvua shaloshalach bayad ve'ena b'shuso. You might have limited the Patur Shvua in our Mishnah to your Patur to about swearing about what happened. But the Shvua that it's not in your Rishus, of course you have to take that Shvua. Or Shlosh Shachti Bayah. No, the Rashba at least quotes a Deya, which he seems to agree to, that your Patur from all of the Shvuas visit Sarach Li'ian. And the Rashba says, Sarach Li'ian. If you look in the Ran quotes this from the Rashba, and Beferish argues, Eini modesh yeh Patur Mishvua Shein Ebershuso, Kivon Sheshvua Zu Chachamim Tiknua Shem Eidam Nasan Ba. Right? Maybe, why does he take a shvua shein b'shusa? Maybe he's making the whole thing up. He'll pay for it, but he wants to keep your watch. Right? So, of course you have to take a shvua, shema ein of, shvua shein b'shusa. So again, that is the a discussion in the Rishonim and then the Achronim. The Ksos discusses this as in Memvav, Sivkat and Memdalid, you know, how exactly those shuas work and how far-reaching is the Patur mentioned here in the Mishnah. So again, on this little Mishnah, we have the discussion of how do you determine Karka Matatlin in terms of what moment do you go by? Poshea Kemazik, the Rambam, right? The three Shvuas Hashomrim, number three, and other issues that come up. Okay, jam-packed Mishnah. Vayter. So now let's get to some of the limudim. Says the Gemara, Tashlumei Kefal Min Alon. How do we know that all these items are excluded from Kefal? Titan Rabbanan. Al Kol Dvar Pesha Klal. Al Shar Al Chamor Al Sev Al Salma Prat. So you have the general, the specific, Al Kol Aveda, Chazav Klal. Kol Aprat Klal, Iyat Adon Elokein Aprat. So we need only items that are similar to the specifics given. Ma Aprat Mefurish Dover Hamitaltel Vagufa Mamon. Av Kol Dover Hamitaltel Vagufa Mamon has to be something that is movable and inherently considered Mamon, not just something of value. So we exclude all these items. Yatsu Karkos She'ein Metaltelin. How about Baba Kama? Excluding karka that are not metaltalin, because karka can't move, even though we spoke about in Tosis, you know, how exactly could you steal karka, but still, inherently, it's not metaltalin. Yatsu avadim shushal karkos, avadim ar hukash, yatsu shtaros, sha'af abishain metaltalin in gufa mamon. And excluding shtaros, that even though they are metaltalin, they're movable, but in gufa mamon, right? They symbolize some type of money. Shtaros, there are different types of shtaros also, but we're talking about certain types. So in gufa mamon, hektish re'euksiv. And Hektish is excluded, it says, for the word from Re'ehu, if you do Gneva from Re'ehu, and Hektish is not Re'ehu. So all of these items are excluded. Again, each one of these requires its own analysis. Just to mention one point, the Tosfos, not Tosfos here, Tosfos in Baba Kama. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Tosfos alludes to it a little bit, but Tosfos in Baba Kama, these same four lines appear at the beginning of Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek of Baba Kama. We know Gneva. Gneva and Gzela are discussed in the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak of Baba Kama. The first six parakim of Baba Kama are about Nezek. 7th, 9th, and 10th are about Gneva and Gzela, and the 8th parak is about Chavala. But says the Tosfos, beginning in Merubah, Yatsu Shtaros, same Gemara. V'im Tomar, Lama Li Krala Ma'ed Mi Kefel. What do you need a pasuk to exclude Shtaros from Kefel? V'ha Afilu Ibdo Biadayim, Lo Mishalim Keren, Leman Delo Da'in Din Degarmi. Right? You need a, what is Kefel? Kefel means I have to pay double for what I stole. But, says Tosfos, but one second. Even if I destroyed the Shtar, I'm not gonna have to pay Keren, which means I'm not gonna have to pay Kefel. Why? If I don't hold of Garmi. Garmi, what's Garmi? Remember the three ways to damage someone. Either I could directly damage them, that's called Maisa Yashir, that's a Maisa Hezek, that I'm Chaya for. Maybe totally indirect, that's Grama. Grama Benisakan is Pater. Might be Aser, but it's Pater. Then you have something in the middle, Garmi. And there's different types of Chisronos when it comes to Garmi. One of them is, you destroy a Shtar. I didn't burn $100 of yours, I destroyed a Shtar that says you owed $100. That's not exactly the same. Right, so mazik shibuto shal chaveiro. So says the Tosfos, if you don't hold of garmi, then you don't need a pasuk to exclude shtaros from kefel. Via filu mandidoyin, and even if you hold of garmi, this is Tosfos Ashita in a few places in Shas, right? Baba Basra and Baba Kama, right? A few places, but again, most other Rishonim don't hold of this, but this is Tosfos. And even if you hold of garmi, it's only derabanan. Tosfos holds on a daraisa level, garmi is grama, and therefore you're pater. Garmi is drabanan, right? We noted whenever this comes up that the Rashi and the Rambam both never make a chiluk explicitly between Garmi and Grama in terms of Lamaisa. So it could be that they also are in this wavelength at least. But the other Rishonim know. The other Rishonim say Garmi is Daraisa if you hold of Garmi. But either way, Tosfos says, so what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the pasuk to exclude Shtaros from Kefel if you're never going to be chayiv anyway if you don't hold of Garmi? And even if you do, it's only drabanan. V'yeshlomar Tosfos says, Kivan. You're right if you destroy it. You don't have to pay. But we're talking about a case if it wasn't destroyed. If it wasn't destroyed and you just stole it, it could be that just like you have to give it back, you have to give every object that you steal back. Right? So if you steal an Eved, the Mishnah only says that you're putter from a shur, doesn't say you don't have to give the Eved back. That's Geneva. Of course you have to give the Eved back. So Tosfos says, the Havamina is that once there's Karen, there's Kefel. There's a kesher haduk, there's a tight connection between the Karen and the Kefel. And therefore, if you're going to have to give the Karen back, then you might have to give the Kefel back too. And that's why you need a pasuk to exclude. But again, that gets into, mentions issues of Garmi and other issues as well. Also, Tosfos there relates to the Tosfos in other places in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav, Daf Ayin Tes in Baba Kama, about the two types of Hektish, as we alluded to at the end of the shiur yesterday, from the Ritva, right, about Hektish Mafkiyah Midei Shibud, right, there might be a difference between Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Beth HaKabayis. There is a difference, but it might be important here as well. Okay, let's continue. V'lo Arba V'Chamisha. Also, all of these items do not pay 4 and 5. Why? My time at Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, Merachman, V'lo Tashlumi Gimel V'Dalad. Right, once you don't pay Kefel, then Gimel V'Dalad does not exist, because Arba V'Chamisha is built on Kefel. Built on Kefel. Right, why? For Shar and Set. Shomrachina Meno Nishpa. Minon Emili Dizan Rabbanan. How do I know that a Shomrachina does not swear? And again, the four Shomrim are all discussed. We're going to need a source for each one. We know the Torah itself in Parshat Mishpatim discusses this. Remember, back in the days of the Rishonim, Parshat Mishpatim, according to some, were split into two. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, there's Parshat Mishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talveh, right? Two types, two Parshas. It was split up. Right? It's jam-packed. Right? You do, from Parshas Bereishis, if you're Maver Sedra, it goes, then you get to Mishpatim, and it's huge, right? How much to do? It used to be two Parshias. But again, there's separate sections for each of the Shomrim. That's interesting. Why didn't the Torah just put it into one section? Okay, you might say there's differences in halacha. But the question is, does that reflect different conceptual ideas of Shmirah? Or is it basically a quantitative difference or a qualitative difference? The fact that the Torah makes different parshios seems to reflect that it is different qualitative types of shomrim. So some of them are pretty straightforward, that they would be different quality. Shoel versus the others. A shoel is chayv and onsin, which reflects, according to most, bilus. So a shoel, to some extent, is a bilum. So to say that a shoel is different conceptually than the others, that makes sense. Shomachinim, shomersachar, it's a little trickier. Right? Shomachinim, shomersachar, to say that they are different qualitatively or just quantitatively. He's chayiv in this, and he's chayiv in less or more. So that's a bigger question. But again, the Torah makes differences. But we know the Mishnah tells us about Metziah, you have to make a tznai. Masna shomer chinom lioska shomer sachar. Or vice versa. So what does that tznai do? Right? So is that just a dini mamanis acceptance tznai, or is that changing the status of the shomer? But again, as we're about to have, we have separate sources for each of the shomrim, why they're excluded, right? You might have said, once you have one shomer excluded from all of these halachas, all of them apply. No, the Torah demands, the Gemara demands, that each shomer has their own exclusion. So again, shomer chinam, minon emili, desan rabbana, ki tenesh ra'eyu, klal, kesef okelim, prat, lishmor, chazar v'klal. Klal prat, klal yatan don elake in a prat. Right, that we say it has to be similar to the details. Ma prat mafurish davar mitaltel v'gufa mamon. Av kavul davar mitaltel v'gufa mamon. Yatzu karkos shein mitaltelin. Yatzu avadem shukas shel karkos. Avadem hukas shel karkos. Of course, we're talking about an eved kenani. An eved ivri is not hukas shel karkos. An eved ivri is a full Jew. The eved ivri is chayv in mitzvahs. Fully, eved kenani is hukas shel karkos. Yatzu shtaros she'aval bishem mitaltelin ein gufan mamon. Even though they are movable, but they're not guva mamon, hektish re'ehu ksiv. Hektish is excluded because of re'ehu. Also interesting, based on what I was just talking about, and that is something that the Rishonim don't really deal with. If you look in Parsha Mishpatim, by all of these parshios, it doesn't say specifically anywhere, chinam, sachar, it says shoa, v'chiyishal. But Torah Shebal Peh teaches us, oh, this parsha says that you're chayiv in Gev Aveda, so that must be talking about a Shomer Sachar. Right? This parsha says that you're chayiv only in Pshia, that must be talking about a Shomer Chinam. It's interesting the Torah doesn't say Beferish. Just leaves that for Torah Shebal Peh. Right? You read the Psukim, it just sounds like a Shomer is chayiv in this, a Shomer is chayiv in that, doesn't even say specifically which one, but we have to fill it in. That also might be telling why the Torah didn't specify Bichsav, Beferish, what each shomer is. It just describes different shomerim with different halachos without telling us which one, and it's up to the chazal to tell us which one is being referred to. The Rambam, in that same parak of Poshia Kamazik, in Schirus, mentions that by Hektish, even though Hektish is excluded from Shvua, the Rabbana were Mesakin a Shvua when it comes to Hektish. Says the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Chiras. Shlosha dinim amurim b'Torah b'arba shomrim. Three dinim by the four shomrim. Einan ela b'metaltalin shel Yisrael v'shel hediot. Shneemar kesav okelim b'chol behema. Yotzer karkos v'yotzer avadim shukol karkos v'yotzer shtaros. The Rambam says all these three things are excluded. Yotzer akdeshos v'nichse goyim. Mikan amur chachamim. Ha'avadim v'shtaros v'karkos v'akdeshos shomachinim shalahem ino nishpa no tisachar o sachar ino mishalim. V'mkano miyado chay b'achar yusan. Okay, if you did a kenyan. Then the Rambam adds, v'tiknu chachamim. Shenishbain al hagdeshos shvuas hashomrim kein shel Torah. Right? Not by the others. There wasn't this by the other, exclusions, but by hekdesh, the rabbanu were mesakein a shvua kedesh lo yizalzelu begdeshos. So people aren't mezalzel in hekdesh. Right? That is the Rambam. Says the Hagos Mamanios right here, hani mili behekdesh gomur, behachashu rabbanan tfeish lo yizalzelu behekdeshos, avol bishel aniyim lo chayshinan kulei, v'lo tignu lishav aleihem. So you might say, what about stalka? She also swear by tzedakah. No, the Rabbanan were only misakin when it comes to real hekdesh, right? That is the takana, right? Because we want to protect hekdesh, which is interesting because we find opposite. Well, we find obviously extra guards by hekdesh, but we also find sometimes that people are scared of hekdesh, right? So maybe you don't even need extra guards. Right? You find that sometimes in the Gemara. Ah, oh, people are scared of hekdesh. Don't worry, they're not going to fool around, right? What did we just have? Kanunya. Right, we just had that yesterday's daf, right? Man beis ma beis, right before the Mishnah, right? By, do we make a person take a shvua? Lipara minich say hektish. We said you make him take a shvua, right? So we said, oh, maybe only hektish and he's about to die, right? That's where people are not gonna be scared. So sometimes, you know, people are, Chazal have to get into the minds of the psychology of people and figure out exactly what they would do, what they wouldn't do. Okay, so that is all number one. The patur of all of these items by Shomer Chinam. Noser Sachar in a Mishalim. Next, Shomer Sachar does not pay. Minolan, the Tanur Rabbanan. Kitin Isharayu, Klau. Chamor, Oshor, Ose, Prat. Vechol Behema, Lishmar, Chazar, Klau. Klau, Prat, Klau. Vechulu, Ad, Hekdesh, Reyu, Ksiv. Right? Same Shakla Vitaria, that we have by Shomer Sachar. Period. Rabbi Meir Omer. Yesh Ram Shenka Karka, Veinaka Karka. We get into the next part of the Mishnah. Right, items that are connected to the ground, that are like the ground, not like the ground, right? So they talk about grapes, vines that are connected to the ground. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that they are considered metaltalin, and the Chachamim say no. Kol mechub lekarka, harehu kekarka. Before we get into the actual, let's just do the first few lines, and then we'll mention a case. Michlal, Rabbi Meir stalwar kol mechub lekarka, enu kekarka. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Meir says you take a shvu on these vines. So is that to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that even if it's connected to the ground, it's not like the ground? So ademiflagi b'teunos, luflagi b'srukos. So what does the Mishnah specifically talk about laden vines with grapes? Just talk about vines that don't have any, you know, grapes on it. If everything, if he says anything connected to the ground is considered ki'ilu, it's not on the ground. So why do you have to talk about grapes? So Ella, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, no. They're specifically arguing about grapes that are ready to be picked. Obviously, if grapes are not ready to be picked, if things aren't ripe yet, then everybody agrees it's like karka. Even Rabbi Meir would say it's considered connected to the ground. The machlokas here is by anavim omdos li batzer. To Rabbi Meir savar kibitzuros damien for rabbanan savri lo kibitzuros damien. Rabbi Meir says it's ki'ilu, it's been picked already. The rabbanan say it's not been picked already. So this sugya relates, goes in two different directions. If we would discuss this bi'iyun, number one, all the kol ha'omeds have to be looked at and compared. Kol ha'omed livtzar that we have here. Kol ha'omed li katzer by a haircut. Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami, kol ha'omed lisrof kisarif dami. Right, an esrog of an ir nidachas. Right, you can't use because it's ki'ilu, it's burned already. Kituse mechta shiure. Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. What about a long fingernail for laws of chatzitza? Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. So all the kol ha'omeds have to be looked at, and we have to wonder whether they're all comparable or each one is separate. Right, do we say that future destiny impacts present status, right? That's the question here by Kol HaOmeds, right? What I'm going to do tomorrow or in a week from now affects what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to burn it. Okay, but I didn't burn it yet. Physically, it's still here. Ah, halacha looks at it as if it's burned already. What do you mean it's not burned already? Right? When do you say future status has an impact? Right? Sometimes you don't say that. You don't say kala omed. And here, even in grapes, you only say kala omed once it's ready to be cut. You could already foresee. Even though if grapes are not ripe yet, I could say, what do you mean in 5 months is also going to be? But it's not kala omed. So again, that's one area to one pathway to go down. Comparing all of those. But then, even within each one, let's take this one. Kala omed li batzer kebatzer dami. Is that for all areas of halacha? So here's a machlokas about shomrim and tfiya. So that's a machlokas tanoim. Tosfos here points out two other areas of halacha. What about hilchos Shabbos? Ah, kala omeg, so therefore I could eat these grapes that are connected to the vine before Shabbos? Of course not! That's the malacha d'oraisa of kotzer. Even Rebbe Meir, who would consider as if it's cut, wouldn't say that for hilchos Shabbos. Says Tosfos, nira de la inyan Shabbos lekule alma. Lav kibitzuras damian ukimu chubaras damu to gamar mikisiras samamanim shahaisa laachar shomdim likatzer. When they cut the samamanim, the dyes, in order to dye the curtains for the mishkan, so they cut dyes that were ready to be cut. That was kotzer, right? So you see, for hilchos Shabbos, you don't say this. Hilchos Shabbos goes by the oker davar migidulo. Even if it's ready to be cut, you don't go by magical status now. You go by, is it connected? Right? Number one, we'll get back to that line in Tosas. But then he says, Ula inyan balchov, kibin dol tzrichi la'ar l'kuli ava gibsuris damien. Then in the opposite, regarding a balchov, whether a balchov is shibudim, when it comes to shibudim, right, there's this karka, there's this metaltalin, everybody would agree that it is kikarka, right? I'm sorry, it's kibitsuris damien, it's kimetaltalin. Right? Why? Because a person is not so mechler das on it, because it's going to be cut. So you have one example where everybody agrees, lav kibitzuras damien. One example agrees, everybody agrees kibitzuras damien. Then our case in the middle, where it is a machlokas. If you look at the Rimigash here, the Rimigash notes on this Gemara, vidafka, another context. What about buying and selling? Vidafka linyan shomer hu damrina anavim oblisli baser lav kibitzuras damien. Only by hilchos shmira did the rabbanan say is lav kibitzuras. The kivan de la shmira kishen muchubarin bakarka hu demasrenu. Since I gave it to the shomer when it was attached to the ground, to halav lemit lashinu masrenu nihale. I didn't give it to him to cut. Avomanda zavin le lechavre. But if somebody sells to their friend anavim when they are mechuba lakarka lemit lashinu lanapshe, I sold them to you to cut. Kima de mitlashinu zavninu niale in kvar higiu li batzer avle kibitzurin v'danilu ki de metaltan mechomidi. Right? They are, if I sell you grapes that are ready to be cut, it's called metaltalin. L'may nafgamina, ona'a, shvua about the sale. All of those halachas where karka is excluded, these would be considered metaltalin. Right? Because that's, you sold it to be cut. So again, another area of halacha. Right? Mekach u'memkar, balchov, hilchos Shabbos, and tov, toin v'nitan. Just one final point, and that is, so Tosfos here said, oh, in the Mishkan, kotzer was right beforehand. What does Tosfos talk about kotzer? Which example does he give kotzer in the Mishkan? Ah, he's alluding to a major machlokes, Rov Rishonim against Rav Haigon. When we say the Mishkan, we haven't mentioned this in a long time. When we say the Mishkan is a source for Melech HaShabbos, the 39 Melechis, is that from the daily Avod in the Mishkan? 39 Melechis were done the daily Avod in the Mishkan, or about the Binyan of Mishkan? The 39 Melechis that were done to build the Mishkan in the first place. There are differences, right? To build the Mishkan, they did Bishul, right? Every day in the Mishkan, they did Afia. The Karban Mincha was that they were baked it. But the bishul samamanim were to cook the dyes in order to dye the curtains in the binyan of Mishkan. So Rov Rishonim, Tosfos right here, included amongst them, hold that it goes by binyan hamishkan. That's what Rashi says in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Beis. He talks about there by hotza'ah. What was the case of hotza'ah? The carrying the boards. Rashi discusses, and he quotes there Rav Haigon in the name of the Yerushalmi. Matsasi Shamar Bashim Rav Haigon from the first Bashasi Ushalmi. Ufkudas Alazar Banaran Akoin Shemen Amar Victoris Asamu Minchas Tom and Shemen Amishka. Shemen Echabun Vechabismol Vakhtaris Pacheco. An example of Hutsa'ah regarding the daily Avod in the Mishkan. He carries the Ktaris and he carries the Shemen and he carries this. No, we say, no, it's the boards. The board, carry the boards of the Mishkan, which is about the Binyan of Mishkan. So the Egle Tal in his Psicha to his Sefer, he talks about this Machlokas, right? Rov Rishonim against Rav Haigon. We assume Rov Rishonim say goes by the Binyan of Mishkan, the malachas that they used to build the Mishkan, that are, those are malachas that we cannot do on Shabbos, which maybe is a parallel, because we're talking about creation on Shabbos. Those are the malachas that are not allowed to be done, and that's why it goes by the binyan and not just by the avoda. Good, two dots. Einishbon el adar shevamidav shevamishkal, the chulu. The only items that you swear on are something that has a specific amount, weight, etc. Chulu. Amar, Rabbi Loshan, el adar, Amar, Lebay Istam. So what's excluded in the Mishnah? If somebody says, I gave you a house, and you say, no, you only gave me this. That's very unclear. Aval Amar, Lebay Zeh, Malay. But if I say this house full, Yediatanase, that's specific enough. Right, you didn't say a number, but that's specific enough. Amale Rava, one second. Ihachi, if that's really true. Sadatani Seifa, why the Seifa bring in a different factor? Zeh Omer Aziz, Zeh Omer Achalon, Chayiv, Chayiv, Liflog, Lif, Nebedidel. Why don't you just say within the same case? Bamed, Rav Amor, Bavayis, Male. Aval Bayis, Zeh Male, Chayiv. Why don't you say that case in the Seifa? Say Elama Rava. Rava argues. La'olam enemode at eno Chayiv, Ache yitanenu. Bedavar Shebida, Shemishkal, Sheminyan, Viyodelo. Bedavar Shebida, Vishebimishkal, Vishebiminyan. You need something very specific, and this wouldn't be specific enough. Why not? Why isn't bias zeh specific enough? This full house? Tosfos. Why isn't this Tosfos in Ella Amar Rava? V'yim Tomar. V'yamay l'chash bias zeh mole. Devar shebemita. What's the problem? Tosfos says 2 days. Number one, sometimes people call something full, even though it's only mostly full. Right? Sometimes, I don't know, even comes up. You make something for your kids. I asked for a full one. I gave you a full one. It's basically full. So that's not specific. You know, sometimes if I could say a full house, then it's not a full house. It's mostly full. So that's why, for sure, you need something specific. Number one. Number two, inami. No, it's not good enough. According to Rava, machlokas amaram, you have to give a number. You have to give a midah. You have to give specific, not just a house. Right, I guess it's good enough. You can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, up until this ledge is good enough, but you have to be able to be more specific. The Ritva says the machlokas here between Abai and Rava is, does it have to be clear to all, objectively, or is it good enough for Beis Din to figure it out when you get to Beis Din? Right, it's not, if I say this house, that's not good enough. Right, because even though it is good enough, when you come to Beis Din, Beis Din will figure it out. How much can be in this house? So that's what the Ritva's formulation of the Machlokas Amai and Rava. Clarity now, or it's good enough to have clarity when you come to Beis Din. Good. Tani Gavazi de Rava, Kur Tvua Li B'yadcha, Vala Omer Ein L'cha B'yadi, Pater. I have a Kur, no, nothing, Pater, Kofar HaKol. Menorah Gadola Yish Li B'yadcha Ein L'cha B'yadi, El Menorah K'tana, Pater. Why? Pashtus, because that is a hoda'a shalavi minataina. I say you have a big menorah of mine, I admit to a small one. It's two different things. Azura gadol eish lebiyadcha, you have a big belt of mine. Ein lecha biyadi azura katana pater. All those cases, pashtus are, there's not a hoda'a minataina. Aval, omer lo kur tfuah eish lebiyadcha. Val omer ein lecha biyadi ala lesa chayef. That's a meaning to half of the tfuah that was claimed. A part of the tour that was claimed. Menorah bas eser litra nish lebiyatcha. You have a menorah, you specify a number, 10 liter. Ein lecha biyadila bas chamish litra nchayiv. That's chayiv. We'll get to why. Isn't that different types? Klolo shodavar lo olamino chayiv ashiyitinenu bedavar shemidav shemishkav sheminyan. Vyodilo bedavar shemidav shemishkav sheminyan. That sounds like Rava. Klolo shodavar lasuye mai. What is that including? Lav lasuye. Bias ze male. That's including bias ze male. You're also putter because it's not misuyam and it's a raya to Rava, period. But now the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Why are you chayiv in the menorah case? Umayshta menorah gadola menorah katana. Mashatana lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tano. I say I gave you a big menorah. You say I have a small menorah. That's putter because it's like apples and oranges. So yachi bas eser bas chamish nami. Mashatana lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tano. So even if you say a number, you say a big menorah of 10, and I say a little menorah of 5. It also should be pater. It's not hodah mimenataina. Answer, Amar Shua Bar of Chizdan, Yitzchak, no. Hacha menorah shel cholias askinan. We're talking about a menorah made of parts. And I say, I gave you a menorah, a big menorah, but it has 20 parts. And you admit to a little menorah, it only has 10 parts. But it's all the same menorah. It's just different parts. To kamod le mine, it's within one type. Iyachi azuranami, it's what about the belt case. Nisti v'lokmi b'delifi. Why don't you talk about a case where parts are stitched together? And therefore you could have a case where you're chayav there too. El delifi loktani. But it's not talking about stitch. So hakanami b'shachulios loktani. Doesn't say specifically about parts. So what's the difference? El Amar Abba Abba Bar Mamol. No. Shiny menorah hova yachol agora lahamida chamish litrin. If you have a thick menorah, you could scrape off some of the thickness and make it into one of five. So therefore it is hodah mimenatayna. It is the same menorah, admitting to a weight of five and a weight of ten, it's the same one. The belt, if you take off pieces of the belt, it's going to be a different belt. Right? That's not the same as scraping off parts of the menorah. And therefore, that's the difference. Period. Okay. Mishnah. So the Mishnah we're about to read is basically Moda Mimiksas Kofar Bakol. It just gives it in four different cases. What are the four cases? Reuven lends Shimon money. Shimon gives Reuven a collateral, a mashkon to hold. The mashkon gets lost. Four cases. Cases where the mashkon is worth more than the loan, worth less than the loan, and Malve and Lova each claiming from each other. So it's basically the same yesod in all the cases. Here we go. Hamalves chavir al mashkon. There's a mashkon. The other mashkon, the mashkon gets lost. Ma'amarlo sela hilviti chalav shekel ayishava. The Malve says, hey, the loan was for a sela, and the mashkon was worth a shekel, which is half of a sela. So you still owe me half a sela. Right? You still owe me half a sela, the Malve says. V'halom, and the Lova says, no. Ella ki, ella selva helvitani lav selva ishava. The mashkon was worth exactly as much as the loan. He's called for bako. Pater, good. Selva v'ticha lav ishekla ishava. Same claim of the Malve. Falo omer loki, ella selva helvitani lav ishlosha dinar ma ishava. It was worth three quarters. So he's mitz to a quarter. Right? So that's chayev. That's a case of mode b'miksas. Good. Next case. Selva, that was the resha. Selva helvitani lav ishlosha dinar ma ishava. The Love says that I borrowed a sela and the mashkon was worth two slime. So you owe me, the Love says to the Malve. Valo omer loki, ela sela viticha lav sela yeshava, I owe you zero, putter. Selva vitana lav shlaim ayeshava, the Love says, it was a sela and I borrowed a sela and it was worth two. Valo omer loki, ela sela viticha lav chamisha dinar mayeshava, meaning he admits to some, chayiv. Right, that's all the same yisod. The Skofer Bakol and Modu Mixas. Umi Nishva, who takes the Shvua, mi Shabekadon Etzlo. Whoever has the Pikadon, meaning the Mashkon, the Tosfos Yonta talks about here. Why don't you just say Mashkon? Why do you say Pikadon? Okay, mi Shabekadon Etzlo, why? Shema Yishav Azev, Yosi Allah Shabekadon. Maybe the Lovet doesn't remember exactly how much the Mashkon was worth. He's going to swear. The Malve has the Mashkon in his pocket. So we don't want that to happen. That's why the Malve always swears. We'll have to see in the Gemara, what exactly this means. Rashi here says, what's the worry here? That he's going to take out the pikadon, v'yifsalenu le'edus u'l'shvua. And he's going to become pasal le'edus, because it'll come out, that it'll be clear that he is lying. Tosfos says, you can end up taking shvua levatala. Right? Just, if you have it, we make you swear first, because you take it out. We don't want it. Or the rif's lashon is, there's going to be a chilul shem shemayim. Not just the shvua levatala, there's going to be a chilul shem shemayim. And therefore, it is the proper that the one who has the pikadon is going to swear first. I forgot, there's a chashuk echemet about the karkan matatlin. I didn't get to mention it, but feel free to look at it on your own. But says the Gemara, ahai, first word in the Gemara. The last line of the Mishnah, what is it going on? The last line of the Mishnah says, who swears? The Malve swears. The one who has the pikadon. Which of the four cases of the Mishnah is this referring to? Or we should say, there's two cases where there's a chiyuv. Right? Case 2 and case 4 are the cases of Modim Miksas. So, ahai, what is this going on? So, ilema asefa. Are we talking about the seifa? What's the seifa? The seifa. Meaning, with the malve was Modim Miksas. So, what do you need the chiddush of who swears? V'tebekle deshua gabe malvahu. The malve was Modim Miksas. That's why the malve swears. You don't need that extra line of the Mishnah to tell me that. So, amr shmuel aresha. V'chein amr avchi barav aresha. V'chein amr abyochanan aresha. So, amr the resha, meaning, when the Love is Modem Miksas, and the Love is Chayiv, the Malve still has to swear, She'ena Bershuso, as we'll see. So, Umay Reisha, Seifa de Reisha, Selva Hevitich Alev Shekhala Yeshava. Falo Omer Lo, Ki Ella, Selva Hevitan Alev Shalzhinama Yeshava Chayiv. That's the case of Modem Miksas. The Love is Mode. The Shvua Gabi Lovehi, the Shvua is by the Love. What do we do? Vishaklua Rabbanon, Mi Love. Right? The Rabbanan took the Shvua from the Love, Vishadyuha Amalve, and threw it onto the Malve to prevent the Shvua Shav issues. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Fahasha Dam Ravashi. But now that Ravashi says, this is what we alluded to before. Ravashi says, you know what? Every Shomer always has to swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. That's the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says you have to swear what happened. The Ravashi came along and says, but every Shomer also has to swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso because we're nervous. Maybe he's just going to pocket it and pay for it. So, if you say, like Ravashi, then of course he has to swear. This isn't a chiddush, misha bekadon etzlo. Right, he always has to swear anyway. So, zenishma shenei b'shuso, v'zenishma kama shaveh, hachi ka'amar. Then, this is how you understand the Mishnah. It's not about who swears, but who swears first. Mi nishba tchila, misha bekadon etzlo. Shemisha bazev, yotzi alo asa bekadon. So, if you say, there's no such thing as shuah shenei b'shuso, then the Mishnah is talking about who swears. Right, the Malva is going to swear. But if you hold like Ravashi, which we hold of, like we, as we read the Rambam before, She'ela Vav Aleph, that every Shomer first swears Shvuah Sheina Bershuso, then the Mishnah is discussing the order of the Shvuos and not the, who swears at all. The Shomer Tzion of Halacha here discusses, oh, that's interesting. So who swears first? The Malva, the Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. And then the Lova, Shvuos Bodo Mixas. So the Shvuah Darabanan comes before the Shvuah Daraisa? Is that something of significance? Right? Here there's Bezdin is Bechayev, Shvuah Darabanan, Shvuah Daraisa. Does this play a role, says the Shemizir Malachi, in what we discussed a few days ago? Remember the Gemara asked, what's the difference between Shvuah Darabanan and Shvuah Daraisa? Right? Rabbi Yosef Engel brought this up. Right? Maybe it's that, let's say you have two Shvuahs to handle right at once. Shvuah Darabanan, Shvuah Daraisa, the Shvuah Daraisa comes first. Maybe not. Here's Beferish. Shvuah Darabanan comes first. So you might say because what Rabbi Yosef Engel said, because it's all Din Daraisa. Even if technically it's a Shvuah Darabanan, it's all a din d'oraisa of dinim. That's one answer. Or you might say, no, usually made d'oraisa should go before d'rabbanans. But here the point of the d'rabbanan is to prevent the problem. Here the d'rabbanan has to go first. That's the whole purpose of the d'rabbanan. So you're right. You generally, maybe, if you have equal two different cases, there's about a shvuah d'rabbanan, shvuah d'oraisa, maybe the shvuah d'oraisa would go first. But here, you might say that the whole point of the Shvuah Darabanan is to prevent the Shvuah Daraisa from causing problems. And therefore, you would say that that's why the Shvuah Darabanan goes first. Good. The Rambam there in Hilchos She'ela discusses the Shvuah Sheina Bershuso only applies in certain cases. And the Magen Mishnah says there's no source for this, but it makes sense. The Shvuah is only when it's about objects that are not readily available in the Shuk. If there are objects that anybody could just go to the store and buy, then we do not make him swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. Because what's the point? You think he's going to pocket it? Let him just go to the store. Right? He's only going to try to pocket it by a chayfetz that is not readily available. So the Rambam says that, beginning at Vav Aleph in She'ela, and the Magen Mishnah says, you know, I'm not sure where he got this from, but it makes a lot of sense. That's the line of the Magen Mishnah. Hachilik mashakasa rabbeinu avishlum zmar begemara nira nachon tevade calls machadavar mino shove lama yechshad alosh yitin dama v'yikach chadavar shalobrishas bayalav. Right, so we assume he'll just he wouldn't do that. Okay, let's just continue a little more. Amar Shmuel says haiman de osfe alfezuzi lachavrei umishkan lekata demagla. So now Shmuel in this unique halachas of mashkon. I lend you 1,000 zuz, and you give me a tiny little thing as a mashkon, a handle of a knife. Avar kata demagla, avar alfa zuzi. Shmuel says, you lose the mashkon? Sorry, tough luck. I gave you the mashkon, and if you don't give me the mashkon, I'm not paying you. So if you lost the mashkon, so then you're out 1,000 zuz. Obviously, if it wasn't lost, you give it back and you get back the whole thing. He can't say, I'm just giving you back this amount. Aval tarti katati lo. But if there were two handles that were given and you lost one, then you don't say, according to Shmuel, oh, here's one back, and okay, then I don't owe you the other 500. No, it's a package deal. If I give you back some of it, so then the whole loan is still intact. Rav Nachman Amar, he argues, afilu tarti kedati avar chada, avar chamesh mea, avar idach, avar kula. Even if it's two handles, because you say each one of them was keneged half of the loan. Aval kata v'nascha lo, but you wouldn't say that by a handle and a nascha if it's different type of, if it's different idea, different thing, it's like a precious metal of some kind, then you wouldn't say that. Right? So you wouldn't say that each one is for half. Why? Says the Rashi, ela travayu kablinu, I'm sorry, Rav Nachman Amar afilu tarti ka'asi. Right, Right, because it's ro'i l'piron, this type of nascha, so you only accepted that value, that amount, but the rest of it, obviously, of the loan, is still intact. Nahar do'ay amri, one further step, afilu kata v'nascha, ava nascha, avat palga, avat kata, avat kule. This is Shmuel and Rav Nachman and Nahar do'ay. Obviously, this seems to be against our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah, you have a whole discussion. You don't lose everything. Tzanan, salve viticha leve shekel eishavim. Omer loki ela salve vitana leve shalosh dinar mayeshavim. Chayiv leimale hakabilte. What do you mean? Let him say, you lost my mashko and I'm not giving you anything back, according to these Amoraim. Masdisan bidaparish. Shmuel bidaloparish. The Mishnah is where you specified, I'm only accepting this up until its value. But these other shitas of the Amoraim where you didn't specify, and therefore it's worth the entire loan. And we'll have to see what we hold, as the Gemara is going to say, Lema Katanoi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ad Hashem, we will continue with Shavuos Mem Daled, and the next perek, Kol HaNishboin. The seventh perek starts on tomorrow's daf, as we continue the march in the last couple of days of Maseches Shavuos. Ba'yir Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is on the horizon.